USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A tentative agreement has been made over funding a small business relief program. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz on the plan.
The broad terms of what had been being discussed yesterday were an additional $310 billion for the Paycheck Protection Plan, in addition to $75 billion directed to hospitals and additional funding for testing. We'll see the specifics of what was agreed to, but that's at least where the deal was as of last night.
The National Restaurant Association says a lot of workers have lost their jobs during the coronavirus pandemic. The survey shows more than 8 million workers have lost their job or been furloughed since the start of the pandemic in the United States. More than 60% of restaurant owners say federal programs, including the CARES Act, will not allow them to keep employees during the economic downturn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says his visit to the White House today will focus on one issue.
Testing. And what does testing mean, and how do we do it, and how can the federal government work in partnership with the states?
Cuomo with no specifics on how many people he would like to see tested. The Canadian military will be supporting law enforcement into the investigation into the Nova Scotia mass murder. With more details on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Memorial flowers and Canadian flags being left at the locations where a gunman killed at least 18 people in Canada, including a mounted police officer in Nova Scotia. One Canadian flag with a blue piece of tape across it tied to a fence outside the Royal Canadian Mounted Police headquarters to honor that officer. The gunman, 51 years old, disguised as a police officer, dead.
The man evaded authorities for nearly 12 hours. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee are loosening coronavirus-related restrictions in the coming days to try to restart flailing economies. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster says,
our goal was to cause the most damage possible to the virus while doing the least possible damage, at least permanent damage, to our businesses.
Former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy says governors are in a tough position.
It is really hard to weigh and balance competing harms. I mean, anybody in the world can choose between good and bad. But when you are choosing among competing harms, it's difficult. Henry McMaster is a former prosecutor. I am convinced that he's going to follow the evidence.
The percentage of U.S. adults who evaluate their lives as well enough to be considered thriving has dropped. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
That's the survey results from Gallup as they questioned 80,000 Americans as to how they rate their lives, thriving, struggling, or suffering. Dan Witters of Gallup tells us the survey was taken March 21st to April 5th.
What we have seen now just over the course of the last month is a really unprecedented decline because we have plummeted from up around 55%, which was where we were hovering last fall, now down to 48.8% and falling.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.